BBC News. The head of the International Monetary Fund says the coronavirus has pushed the global economy into a recession that will be as bad or worse than the aftermath of the global financial crisis more than a decade ago. Kristalina Georgieva warned that developing countries in particular would be hard hit by a health crisis coupled with lost investment and falling commodity prices. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $2 trillion package to ease the economic impact of the virus. Republicans and Democrats who spoke in favor of the bill said it was not perfect, but was essential to help Americans hit by the crisis. More than 900 people have died in Italy as a result of the coronavirus in a single day, pushing the country's fatalities to more than 9,000. In France, nearly 300 deaths were reported in the past day, taking the total to just short of 2,000. Pope Francis has spoken of the thick darkness that has enveloped Italy as it's stricken by the pandemic. In an address broadcast to an empty St. Peter's Square, he said the darkness had filled the squares, streets and cities with a deafening silence, leaving people in a desolate void. The public health authorities in Belgium say a cat has caught the coronavirus from its owner. The animal is suffering from breathing difficulties and diarrhea. In other news, Guinea's election authorities say voters have overwhelmingly backed a new constitution, which the opposition fears could allow 82-year-old President Alpha Condé to remain in office. The main opposition parties boycotted the vote, dismissing it as a sham. North Macedonia has officially become NATO's newest member. President Stevo Penderovski described it as an historic success, which guaranteed his country's future. BBC News.